Greetings to you. I'm Joseph Lakama and welcome to the Life in Abundance broadcast. We are continuing with the subject of worry. We are going through a series of broadcasts talking about worry. Now, if you haven't as yet subscribed to the channel, please do me a favor by subscribing to the channel. Also, click the notification bell so that you don't miss any of our upcoming broadcasts. These broadcasts are designed to equip you, to encourage you with tips, tools, and teachings so that you may live the life that God wants you to live, life in abundance. Shall we pray as we begin today's broadcast? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for yet another opportunity of learning and studying together from your word. I pray that by your Holy Spirit, you teach us, you equip us, you strengthen us, build us up to be the people you want us to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Amen. Once again, a big, big welcome. We are talking about worry, and today's broadcast, we are focusing on the causes of worry. What causes worry? What causes worry? Let's take our foundational scripture from the book of Matthew chapter 6. This is our foundational scripture for this broadcast on worry. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25. Matthew 6, 25, Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well. Therefore, notice the last verse then, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day is enough trouble of its own. Jesus takes his time to emphasize to us, verse after verse, why we should not worry, the things that we possibly worry about, and emphasizing the statement, do not worry. Jesus was very familiar with our nature, with our proclivity, that we are a people who tend to drift to worry from time to time. And in this passage, he takes his time to list some of the things that brings worry in our lives. You see, the foundational message here is do not worry. I know a majority of believers very much understands and likes verse 33, which says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, for all these things shall be added to you. You need to understand that the context of this scripture, Jesus was addressing the issue of worry. Worry is a big thing in our lives. My spiritual father, Dr. Guti, wrote a book on charitable deeds. And in that book, he says, one of the big things that disturbs human progress is worry. Worry causes many not to progress in life. So Jesus takes his time here to caution us, to instruct us, to encourage us not to worry. Let's look at some of the causes of worry. Some of them Jesus mentions here. Number one, he says, do not worry about life. People worry about life in general. Just worrying, what am I going to be in this life? Where am I going with my career, with my relationship, with my health? People just worry about life. And Jesus takes his time to mention that. He says, do not worry about this life.
By worrying, do you think you can add even an hour to your life? You see, does it mean we don't need to think, to plan, to be organized about this life? No, it doesn't mean that. Remember, we defined worry as excessive thinking in the negative. It does not say don't think about life, don't plan about life. No, it says don't worry. Don't excessively think about your life in the negative to the degree that you end up fearful. One ends up anxious. The Bible is cautioning us, do not worry. Do you understand that? Now, he says, do not worry about your life. Live your life with confidence. Live your life focusing on the good. Live your life expecting good outcomes. Live your life with a faith that God takes care of you and me. That's how we ought to live our lives. He says, do not worry. Number one, about life. And secondly, he says, about what we eat or drink. Yes, many of us, we worry about food matters. What am I going to eat? Will I have food on my table tomorrow? Will I have something to drink? Jesus says, don't worry about that. And thirdly, he says, even about what you will wear. Don't worry. Notice that what Jesus is addressing here are the basic needs. Maslow taught us about the hierarchy of human needs. And whenever those needs are not met at any stage of life, there is a tendency, a proclivity to worry. Worrying about where am I going to get my security? Where am I going to get money? Where am I going to be recognized? Are my efforts going to be appreciated? When any of our needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, when any of those needs are not met, there is a temptation to worry. But we have to remind each other that worrying about the needs not being met does not cause the needs to be met. When we worry about, I don't have food, I don't have water, my worrying does not produce the result. When we worry about not being recognized, not being appreciated, not being financially stable, worry does not produce the result. Do you realize? Many times when our physiological needs, our human needs, our basic needs, when they are not met, there is a temptation to worry. That's one big area through which the temptation to worry comes about. And now we come to our generation, our day and age, the social media era generation. We have another level of worries or another source of worry that has come about with this technological development. In the era of social media, we have other sources of worry, such as increased social comparison. Or have you been a victim of that, whereby you see your peers on social media posting on how they are progressing with life, they're celebrating their life moments, their life achievements, and you begin to feel that you are lagging behind. You are comparing yourself with what they are posting on social media, and you begin to feel that you are inadequate, you are not progressing enough, and you begin to worry. It's another source of worry. Social media or social comparison. We have to remind each other that most of the things that we post on social media is after a lot of filters, a lot of editing. And we always want to post the highlights, the big moments, our battles, our crying, our difficulty. We don't want to bring them there. So we must always remember that even those posting, they also have their weak moments, their crying moments, but they don't post them. So don't compare yourself much with people on social media. It is a source of worry. And secondly, there is another source of worry caused by the social media platforms, which they call fear of missing out. See, when people have their social gatherings and you are not invited and things are happening, things are moving on, you feel you are being neglected. You feel you are not being accepted. You feel you are being ignored. Fear of being left out is another source of worry. This has come about because of this technological advancement. And lastly, from the social media side, it's information overload. You see, because we have all the information of what is happening all across the globe on our fingertips, it is possible to be overloaded with information, and especially negative information, such that one may begin to worry. So where are we going? What's happening in our world? What's happening in the universe? Is my country going anywhere? Is my family going anywhere? Is my community going anywhere? Because of information overload. We are sharing these sources of worry so that one may begin to realize when you go into a worrying mode, realize what's prompting this worry, what's triggering this worry, what's feeding this worry. And when you realize the source, deal with it. When you see that you are worrying too much about your needs, your physiological needs that are not being met, deal with that. What can I do? Be proactive. What can I do to have food on my table? What can I do to have the necessary financial stability? What can I do to make my family safe and secure? Be proactive. Work on it and don't sit worrying about it. Work hard to create that which you are worrying about. And when you realize that the worry is being triggered by increased social comparison or the fear of missing out when you watch what others, what your peers, your friends, your loved ones are doing and posting on socials, you need to begin to regulate yourself, how much you indulge yourself with the social media. Why? Because it's not working to your advantage. It's affecting your being. It's affecting you. You begin to regulate. If it is information overload, you are listening and following so much information from all around the world, the economics of the world, the politics of the world, the troubles of the world, and it's beginning to cause you worry, you need to regulate this information overload. Minimize how much time you spend feeding on that information. Why? Because you have realized it's causing you worry, and worry is not good for you. Jesus asks a question in verse 27 of our foundational scripture here. Can any of you, by worry, add 1 hour to their life? What he's saying is, can any of you change anything by worry? Now, if worrying does not change anything in the positive, why entertain it? Deal with it. Firstly, attend to the sources. Realize where is the worry coming from? What's breeding this worry in my life? You regulate that area and you deal with the worry yourself. Huh? Each and every day, Jesus says, will have its own trouble, its own worry. So why port? Why transmit? Why invite the worries of tomorrow into today? Deal with today's challenges. Deal with today's issues today and don't worry. That's the message. Jesus is saying, do not worry. I'm repeating it to you and myself even. Do not worry, because even myself, from time to time, I'm tempted to drift into worry. When I'm faced with situation, to drift into worry. But I have to keep reminding myself, the Master is saying, do not worry. God bless you so much. Have a blessed day. Let's meet again in the next broadcast as we continue learning on this subject of worry.